You guys are in one of my favorite things, a pickle.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. Do you also agree with me that you guys are in quite a pickle?
Oh, we're fucked.
Yeah.
This is about as bad a situation as you can make it. I mean, the only thing that could be worse is maybe if he got Elkwood.
That'd be pretty bad. That he did want Elkwood, but then that incredible spellcaster made himself very well known, so he was like, ah, nice.
I mean, it would be worse just because Elk would just be, like, on top of the mast and just shooting.
Oh my God. What can any of you do besides Kizra?
Right. Sunblade.
Yeah.
Sunblade.
The best spell in the
game. Sunblade that John trained out of.
I still have that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I just never use it because it's almost a pointless spell.
It's situational.
It is very situational, but...
Hey, we're out in the sun.
So I was going to say, I was thinking about it today on my way home, as we were, you know, on my way home from work. I always think about stuff and try to go through all the things that are like, that might happen in an episode. I was thinking back and I was like, I don't think I've ever in my 20 years of gaming been in a situation where domination has worked.
Whoa.
To be fair, it was Tim's fault. He did say to use a hero point.
That's right.
I think Kelly rolled lower.
I didn't want to say that, but that was definitely Tim's fault for pressuring Kelly into it.
What's so funny is I thought this was just like the bit, you know, like, oh yeah, Tim's fault, ha ha ha. But it's sad when it's true.
Yeah, I can let you off the hook. I knew I was when you said it, I was already going to my hero point section and checking to see if I had one. So
yeah,
I was going to use it.
No,
but
it's fun
to blame you.
All right, 1, 2, 3. Jake, edit that part out.
No, I'm gonna leave all of your embarrassing moments in. See, because I edit this, I can edit out all my embarrassing moments.
Man, Jake just sounded so serene and
wow. He doesn't mess up at all. He barely stutters. That's great.
He's God, he's just so cool.
But he has a big old peen.
We talk about that all the time.
What a fucking Chad.
Can you imagine if Jake just like took those clips of like Mark and John just now, like, you know, what a Chad and big peen, and just sprinkled them in every episode?
For my when I eventually make my voice acting portfolio, it's gonna have a little reel of like all the times you complimented me, and they'll be the first one and the last one.
Nice. You know, that's if true. Jake didn't use my words in this podcast to besmirch my character and make me look like a bad person, I'd be honestly disappointed in him.
I gave you all the ammo. Why did you do it?
Yeah. I gave you all the bricks. Why didn't you build a house?
John only records the pods.
I gave you the gun.
I hate him.
Yep. I hate him. So, he's handsome. He's funny. He's cool. But I hate him.
So what you're saying, Jake, is that editing the podcast is like casting Dominate Person.
It kind of is. It kind of is. Whoa. I can make them say any. Well, I can make them say anything. I could, right. You know, yeah. I do really want to talk about your guys' situation right now is, with a critical failure on the enslaved soul ability of this, Calavacus demon, named Bull Butcher.
It's a cool name still.
It's still a good name.
Who loves it when prey comes to him?
he use this ability on Kezra, and usually the intention of it is just to make them like enfeebled, and there's some other things to do with it, but getting dominate is like the best case scenario for him. So I want to know, what is your guys like thinking? What is your guys' plan right now? Timmy, I think you and I were talking that right now the only person that knows one of what's going on is Benson.
Yeah.
I don't think Grimshaw or Elkwood would even know.
Elkwood is on the pier and currently just trying to snipe that weird the other merc that's like weirdly holding a torch. But all I gotta say is that all Kezra has to do is say the safe word, right? And that should solve it.
Yeah, so Grimshaw, I mean,
little peek behind the curtain, he's probably going to run up the planks and see that Kezra's surrounded and try to give him support. I mean, that's just what he'd do. So
Benson's like, I finally get to kill him.
I get to kill him and I have a reason.
Well, you see, officer, he attacked me.
Yep.
He shot that lightning bolt at me, sir. I had to stab him 20 times.
I had to.
This is bad, you know, bad situation.
Best part, though, Kezra doesn't have that high of an AC, so he crit him.
Easy to crit. Very easily crit him.
Easy crit.
Just think of all the positives right now. You get to have fun.
That's true. And he doesn't... Well, yeah. Yeah, we could probably take him down pretty easy.
All of a sudden, we don't give a shit about the slavery demon.
I mean, yeah, the demon just goes, wow.
I'm a literal slave demon, and that's fucked up, man. Just like, you guys went a little farther.
Well, I thought you guys would be supportive. I think you were waiting for this opportunity.
It'll be like that scene in Office Space. It'll just be Kezra instead of the printer.
Yeah, the scanner copy or whatever it was.
Love you, Kezra. Just opportune.
I'm just gonna do what I'm told, I guess. I don't have to make any decisions.
Do whatever I tell you, yeah.
At least for now, unless I somehow save. But,
that's one of the things that's one of the things I want to talk about is the fact that you're not completely out of it because there's still a save. Well, why don't you explain Dominate? Because you were talking about it after we ended last time.
So I failed on Enslaved Soul, or critically failed. So now I'm under the effects of a Dominate spell. So with I'm under the effects of a failure of Dominate, not a critical failure.
Correct.
I am under your control. I gain the controlled action, the controlled condition, and what that means is I have to do whatever you say. You don't have to spend any actions, and you control all of my attacks and reactions, and you can even make me delay. Because it's a failure of Dominate, I will get a will save at the end of my turn automatically. If I succeed, the Dominate spell will end. So, if you order me to attack my allies, I have to do that before I get my will save.
Correct. The will save's at the end of your turn, right?
Yes, but if you order me to just, you know, jump off the boat, then I'll jump off the boat, and then I'll get a save. Or just stand there. But I can also critically fail, and then once I go to that, I only get a save if you ask me to like kill my allies or hurt myself.
Yeah.
Don't
critically fail. Yeah. Yeah. Cause I mean, asking you to like kill your friends is really, that's where the inner turmoil comes in. And that's why that save is then there. I knew that will save was going to be like one of the main things to like really be a challenge for you guys. So like as a GM, you don't expect those kind of abilities to work like every single time, but when they do, you're just kind of like, oh, I need to rethink the entire combat now. Dominate is a bit easier because you can just be like, get them, and like, you know, they just they just do that. But
yeah,
you know, there's probably other situations where you know, having like full control over a PC, you could actually get into some intricacies of like what the character would want to do with them. Luckily for Kezra, demons are big, dumb, stupid fiends, so he's you can imagine what he's going to ask you. So, how about we just get right back into it, shall we? So, let's go ahead and pick up where we last left off, which was Bull Butcher just used this ability on you. And as you guys see Kezra's arms fall to his side and his eyes completely glaze over with milky white, and he's just standing there just, Bull Butcher takes his massive Resident Evil tyrant claw and just sort of like gently places it upon Kezra's cheek, and he's just like, ah, a powerful spellcaster of draconic blood. Good. Destroy these inferior specimens. Pointing at Benson and the rest of you.
Inferior.
Inferior.
Yeah, so Kezra was facing this, he's facing the demon, so he just, like, yeah, turns his head towards Kezra, or I mean, towards Benson. This is the only one I can see.
Yep. So, when it comes to your turn, we will handle how you do that. For now, let's go to the Scarlet Triad Sneak. So this is the Scarlet Triad Sneak that, got her sword taken from you. So she is going to take it out of your hand.
Oh.
You can resist that.
I'll show you, and then Volbutcher gives her a look, and she's like, I mean, I'll show you! And then she points at Benson.
I was about to say, that would be funny as shit if she just punches
him. I would argue that I would need to be disarmed, because Volbutcher didn't say anything about his allies, giving the sword over, or treating his friend as allies. I am a slave to him, and he told me to kill my allies. So he said
kill the weaker beings, which includes the
inferior specimens, actually, was...
So that's everyone.
So that's everyone besides us.
We gotta get into pedantics here.
So, alright, let's get the bone demon and the bone devil in here, he's going to lawyer this.
I'm gonna target my allies, but I'm not willingly giving the sword.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, so she spends an action to, like, try to do that, but you clearly have a grip on, so... in which case, she will leave that, and then she will just get around to flank. So she's flanking Benson with the mercenary sailor. Let me get her character sheet open, and she is going to strike out with the scimitar that she has now. So that is going to be a 27 against your flat-footed.
It's adorable. No.
I figured. Second attack, even less, so.
Yep.
Because if only I had my rapier.
Really, by the way, like, he's facing this other thief. Like, he doesn't even turn to defend himself. He just lets his armor take it.
He's like, something just hit me with the wind?
Yeah, what was that?
Must have been the wind.
Oh man, that classic, like, Skyrim the Skyrim enemy when you sneak away.
Mm-hmm.
Have, like, an arrow in their cheekbone. They're like, huh.
Guess it was the wind.
Guess it was the wind. Alright, it is the mercenary sailor's turn. So this is the mercenary sailor that is at the front of the ship that just lit a torch. And so Elk, you hit her with the torch, or with an arrow.
Yeah.
And so she is going to spend her first action to throw the torch at the boat.
Which boat?
The little dinghies there's a bunch of dinghies, like, around the dock there.
Okay.
So she throws the torch and it goes kaboom! Fire, flames spout out, catching part of the dock on fire as well.
So they're just causing destruction at this point. Like,
yes. Yeah. This is a tiny fishing village, so you imagine
assholes.
That their dinghies are pretty important to them. And then does she even have a ranged attack? I don't think she does. I mean, she has a short bow, but it sucks. and then she is going to turn around, and she is going to look at Benson. Does she have the speed to get there? I don't think she does. Let's see. So 25. So she does not have the speed to get there, but she is going to get right up next to her mercenary sailor friend, that will be her turn. I would say that since she's a little bit farther into the boat now, you wouldn't have quite the angle to hit her again with another ranged attack.
Right.
This is the top of round 7. Grimshaw, it's your turn.
Okay, so I'm gonna show you where I'm gonna put my character.
Okay.
And I wanna show you, I wanna try this in one movement, because I have the speed. I have 50 feet of speed, because I'm still flaming from my for my super speed, okay? From this point here, could I just move here? Do I have to do anything special to move here?
No. You want to move up and try to slide past the Scarlet Triad Sneak?
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't have to make an acrobatics check or anything like that. It's okay. A ramp, so okay. You know, okay. There's no wall or anything there.
Gotcha. Yeah, I guess if they were on the ramp, then I would have to try to tumble through them or something. But because on the ship but not on the ramp, I'm good. So yeah. I'm on the ship now. I see the scene. I see Kezra, quote, going toe to toe with the slaver demon, and I call out, "Don't worry, Kezra, I'll support you soon enough. Benson's surrounded." And I'm just gonna swing with the Morning Star of Milani. So I don't think I heard the thing that he was saying. I think it's a little too loud.
Yeah, I mean, there's combat going on.
There's combat. So yeah. As far as I know, Kezra, you're still with us. Oh, boy. 21 with a flanking bonus.
21 that is unfortunately not a hit on the Scarlet Triad Sneak.
Well, I got another action. That's why I'm super fast. So let's see if I can get it this time. I think it's worse than 18.
That is still a fail.
Change in dice. All right. That's my turn.
Spend 15 minutes. He's already changing dice, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Benson, it is your turn.
All right, Benson will just scream out, "He charmed the damn sorcerer, and I'm surrounded by nothing but fear and dead men."
Man, that's a good quote. Thanks. Right.
Strike the one we're flanking with.
I already hurt that one.
Well, this one's already hurt too.
I think we just took her sword.
No. She got roughed up.
Yeah, the Scarlet Triad Sneak is like barely on her feet right now. So. Yeah.
35.
That is a critical hit, my friend.
Oh yeah. That's good. What we needed. That's what did I needed. Say?
Fear and dead men.
Fear and dead men. They're women.
Women. I'm sorry. I'd like to extend an apology. 44 points of damage.
Oh my god. What was that, max? Holy shit.
Yes, that was max damage. Oh my
gosh. Oh my gosh. Jeez. Unreal.
So get she had 8 way. Hit points left, so I'm going to ask you to describe your kill, buddy.
So I'm doing the sneak?
Yeah. This will be on the sneak directly to yourself.
You just bisected her.
Her sword gets kind of stuck in one of Benson's plates. He spins around, catches underneath her arms, and just drives his sword right up through her chest, and then in one push, throws her off the side of the boat.
Oh, yes.
And just fucking casual.
She floats to the top, staring at the sky, blood pouring out of her, and she's just like, maybe my dad was kind of right.
And Benson will then turn around to these other two ship people, and just kind of raise a sword and use an intimidation check. You want what she got.
Okay, all right, I like that.
Because these people haven't hit me at all, almost. So, where is that?
Oh,
36 on an intimidation roll.
Let's see. Yep, that really beats their will. That'd be a critical success on both of them, actually.
Let's go. Run away. Scamper off. I've got to fight your boss.
Yeah, no, right. Okay, so let me grab that. I don't know if you can target more than one creature.
If that's the case, I'm going to intimidate this one since I don't think she's been hit as much.
Okay, all right. So she's a little bit more HP. You're right about that.
You had at one point, I think there was an item that you had that allowed you to do multiple people. But
Dread something or other, I think.
Yeah, it was like a single talisman or something. It was kind of annoying that it was a talisman. Oh. But you already used it, though.
I didn't know.
In the Mwangi, I believe.
That's right.
I have to get some more of those.
Sure.
Yeah, you do. God, right, that'd be great.
I will. Alright, so she is now frightened too. Which means that her AC goes down, so you got that going for you. Alright, is there anything else you would like to do with your turn?
That. So, strike. The call out was a free action, so I guess I intimidate and I have one more. So, screw it. I'll swing for the fence on the one directly in front of me.
25.
So this is one directly to the north?
Yep.
Okay, that is a hit.
Nice. 14 points of damage. Benson has been an absolute unit these past couple of fights.
Yeah, seriously.
Alright, that's a hefty hit. Okay. Elkwood Grimm, it is your turn.
Alright, so Elkwood, he sees her, she kind of just disappears behind the... what was just called a railing, I guess?
Yeah, the railing, or the side of the deck of the ship? Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, but so he can't see her, so he then takes a move action to go on. Let's see. 25 feet here as one action. And okay. He can see her now, most likely, right?
Yes.
She will get cover.
Yeah, if you're coming up the ramp, then you can see both the mercs because they're like right off at the top of the ramp.
So at that one action, he's going to move there. Second action, second two action, he's going to do hunter's aim and just aim for the one that he was hunting prey, which was that one, which is also conveniently the one that was feared.
Yeah, she is frightened, yeah.
So I rolled a wonderful 16 on the die with my handy dice roller.
Ah.
So that is a 37 to hit.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's critical.
Absolutely beautiful.
God.
He is going to want to kill every single one of these, so critical damage. Oh, Jesus, what is it? Oh, my God, 53 points of damage.
You said 53 points of damage?
Yeah, okay, so... okay, so 6, 3, 5, 2, 4, 3, plus 7, 10, electricity. Oh, God. Okay, so the dice roller does, like, a weird thing with how it multiplies. Like,
it multiplies
everything, but it does everything like a PEMDAS
thing. Yes.
So it's like, 6, 3... okay, so on the D8s, it got a 6, a 3, a 2, and then the D6s were a 5... a 4, then plus the 3.
Oh my god.
And then plus, it's 53.
Oh my gosh.
Points
okay, I would like you to describe your kill as she hit 49 hit points.
Oh wow.
Yikes.
And that wasn't even counting. Oh no, that actually counted the deadly as well into that. So.
Oh, okay.
The D10 got
that. It's stacked on top. She is dead.
Path Builder kind of incorporates all that when you press critical. But he, like, all you just kind of see is, like, him just kind of, like, moving as quickly as possible, moves to the bottom of the ramp, and then Benson just sees this arrow fly past his face and just takes her out. Like, it's just a quick, sudden, like, she just drops. And that's it.
Holy shit, that's his turn. That's his turn.
Wow.
So the mercenary sailor that is still up, she looks at everyone and looks at Bull Butcher, and then she looks at the other mercenary sailors that are not in the combat, but they're on the deck. I think I mentioned them before, but these are the only two that actually got it and jumped up.
They
look at all of you, and then they're like, we're not slavers, we're just mercenaries. And then she takes a running jump off the ship and just fucking dips.
Whoa, no way.
She is gone.
Whoa.
Okay.
And all the other ones do the same. So,
no way.
Right now, it is just on the deck.
Bull Butcher and Kezra.
On the deck, it is Bull Butcher, Kezra, Benson, Grimshaw, and Elkwood, who is about to be on the top deck.
Oh.
All right, Kezra.
We have dark deeds to work ahead of us. Let's go.
As it comes to Kezra's turn, and all of you... turn to him, and Benson, you're the only one who knows what's happening, but a storm is starting to roll in.
Mm.
As it was kind of gloomy and everything, but all of a sudden it gets real dark, and the lightning starts crackling down. Kezra, please take your turn and eliminate these inferior life forms.
Oh.
Okay. So
I will point out that they are in a very nice line.
I wasn't going to say anything, but I figured he saw it.
If you position yourself past Bull Butcher, you can get us all in a lightning bolt.
Oh, come on, lightning's going to fucking affect Bull Butcher.
Sadly, they are set up for something even better. Kezra lifts 15 feet into the air with fire and steam and rubble from the boat, and he launches himself right here with Blazing Dive, and he hits all three of them. Oh, shit. So,
alrighty.
I land right on the gangplank. To the ship. They're all 10 feet from me.
Can you also flavor that gangplank probably shatters?
Well, he's going right in the water, though.
This is the height of the Blazing Dive, so you all must roll reflex saves.
Oh, okay. Where
did my dice go?
I don't want to roll this. Just don't.
Why can't it be a fortitude save? That'd be great.
I didn't roll why that is my great best of stat? Damage.
Why is my best stat the one that's never fucking used? It's always will or reflex.
Roll a will. Ah.
My damage roll was not great, so.
Oh, well, I critically failed.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Yeah, well.
See, I love it because it's Kezra, so it's just like as soon as he sees him in the air, he's already prepped because he just rolled a 33.
God damn.
I got a plus 20 for my reflex saves, okay?
So. You critically succeed anyway, since you succeeded.
Yeah, so I evade.
Nice. I got a 30, so I think I succeeded.
You did succeed.
Yeah.
So it was
a lot of fun for me. I don't have to do much.
It was only 26 damage. It was really poor rolling.
Is it half bludgeoning, half fire?
So the fire was 17. Okay. So you can do whatever you want to do with that. And 9 was bludgeoning.
Okay.
I'm still looking pretty fucking fucked up, boys.
What'd you roll, John?
I rolled a natural 1.
Oh, natural 1, yeah. Shit.
Yep.
Yeah, so he just took...
Do you have a hero point?
A lot.
Do I want to try that, though?
Try what?
Hero point.
A hero point.
Yeah, I mean, hero pointing against the natural 1 is not a bad idea.
Okay, I'll try it.
You gonna hero point it?
Yep.
Alright.
With my last action, I...
Oh my god.
Fuck you.
What'd you
people.
Get, John?
I got a 2 on the die for 50.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. Hero points are cursed, man. I tell you what.
I swear.
What's your total? Was a 15, so that's still a critical fail.
Yeah.
Wait. I was going to ask. So, his armor gives him that bonus to reflex.
It would be a plus. It would be a 18.
Then 18 is not a critical fail.
Thank God.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, there you go.
It's an AOE. So,
was a 17 a critical fail?
It doesn't matter, but. That would be exactly 10 minutes, yeah.
I mean, I'm still hurting, but I'm in a lot better shape now.
Yeah, that's
give yourself 26 points back.
Yeah.
And holy Kezra shit. Will... let's see. Oh, he dropped the sword before he did that, by the way. I realized I've been holding a sword and a staff this whole time.
Yeah. No.
I might have cast a spell or two with my hands full. So
that's fine.
I remedied that. with his last action, he will just cast shield.
Alright.
And I will take my will save now.
Yep, take your will save right now.
Dice or my old faithful green?
I can't believe you haven't thrown that green one away by now.
The Dice Ally Dice is the one that was screwing me last one.
Well, maybe Dice Ally Dice needs to think about its actions.
Well, I rolled my green dice, and I rolled a natural 17.
Hey!
So, that will be 32.
Okay, So that would be, so that would go against the enslave soul ability.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so then that is a success against the enslaved soul.
Okay. I'm no longer in control.
Thank goodness.
Oh my gosh.
I was gonna see. Oh, that's one of the things I was gonna see if. Okay, so you succeed, so you're fine. Okay.
No, right.
I was gonna see if you went up to a failure, but I don't think that's how that works.
It specifically says when you succeed, the condition ends. So I'm not stuck.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. Oh. So, Kezra, you sort of stand up from your position on the gangplank, and you're like, "The hell? What was that?"
Sounds like I just did something awesome.
Go ahead. Yeah, I mean, I guess I do remember everything. I'm just like, what the hell? Why did I do that?
Oh, yeah, why? Why did I do that to my friends?
Then almost comically, the gangplank falls, and you just plummet right to the water.
Nope, need him.
Get him out of the water.
Kezra, you need to cool off, man.
Nice to meet you. That's making fucking sense.
Okay, so after Kezra shakes that off, it comes back to Bull Butcher's turn.
Aww.
He probably really wants to hurt Grimshaw right now.
I mean, Grimshaw does.
I was pretty badass right there, I will say. You know, I kind of predicted it. I'm surrounded by fear and dead men, and then they all ran away from me.
Here's the thing. He needs to think about, would he find it more satisfying to enslave the soul of a paladin of Iomide or a champion of Milani? I think he's going to go for the champion of Milani because is the complete anathema to you, Grimshaw.
Can I cast Counterspell?
So he can just cast this no matter, like...
He doesn't have a certain amount of times per day?
Probably not. He can probably just do it at will. He can dimension door at will. Of course, he can do this at will.
Let me tell you what the...
Because I'm like, damn, that is...
A slaver demon can only have one living soul enslaved with this ability at a time.
Damn it.
So technically, doesn't that mean Kezra is still enslaved? Like,
yeah, even if you succeed against it, you're still enslaved, right?
No, because a regular success means the target avoids being enslaved.
Oh, okay, cool.
And it's temporarily moved for 24 hours, so he's not going to try it again on you.
Okay.
Sweet.
It's okay, Tim, just crush this will save.
Yeah.
You're a champion. Yeah. You got
so
this.
So please make me a will save, Timothy.
This doesn't count as an attack, does it?
It does not count as an attack.
This is so broken. I just want to, on the record, this is broken.
Yeah, of course it is.
And what else is broken are my dice. So I got a 22.
22, that is a fail.
Oh, okay, not a crit fail.
Mm-mm.
So, use a hero point.
Okay.
You are...
Shut up.
Go on, keep hero pointing at a crit fails. I like that. Keep doing that.
Shut up.
So, failure. The target is enslaved, so you still have the enslaved thing, which will come into play, maybe. But you are enfeebled 2 for 24 hours.
Oh.
That's bad.
Or until the slaver demon is slain, whichever comes first.
Oh, boy.
So make sure to put enfeebled 2 on you, buddy, and we'll go from there. Seeing as how you are not enslaved, or you're not dominated at this point, he is going to wallop on you with his attacks.
Point of order, Jake. So
what?
I think you said that this critical failure condition is as failure, right? And the target is dominated.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay, so if I critically fail, so I failed, I'm enslaved, and I'm enfeebled too. I succeeded against my second attempt against dominate. So does that mean I'm still enslaved technically? Because I'm still enfeebled too until it dies, right?
Yeah, but because you saved against the dominate.
Yeah, because you said it's as failure and the target also suffers dominate. So I think I'm still enslaved.
Okay,
but that also means I'm not immune to this ability. because I didn't succeed against the invisibility. I succeeded against the dominate spell.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't say anything about dropping it, though. Let me see. Would he be able to drop it? That's a good question.
Because it says the failure was specifically until it's dead, right? Or like a day or something.
Yeah, so yeah it said... the target is enslaved and enfeebled too for 24 hours until the slave or demon is slain, whichever comes first.
So I think I'm still enslaved.
I think so.
Just not dominated.
Okay. I mean, he's still gonna go up and he's still gonna swing on you, Grimshaw. So,
I will use.
He's just gonna do
strike.
It now. He's just gonna do it now fatigued. He's gonna do three attacks. So he moved up. He still has three actions.
Oh, he's hasted. Yep.
He's still hasted. Right. Remember. So. All right. So three attacks then.
Do. At least you have a retributive strike ready.
That is a natural one.
Oh, thank goodness.
Man. Fuck yeah.
We needed that.
Whoa, what type of damage is that?
This was horns, so it'd be piercing.
Okay. Overextended. You trigger reactions as if you would use the move action. So, nothing.
Very cool. Oh, no.
Okay, then he will do his two claws then. So he's going to... Claw. Claws are agile, so they're very fun. It's going to be a 34 to hit you, Grimshaw.
That is a hit.
All right.
Retributive strike.
All right. Okay, so yeah, let me resolve the damage first, and then we'll do the retributive strike. It's going to be 25 points of slashing damage.
Jeez.
Alrighty.
Take 9 points off of that.
Okie dokie. You said 25, so minus 9, 16.
Correct. And then you will get to attack him?
Natural 1.
Oh! Interesting.
Oh,
alright,
gosh.
Go ahead.
Alright.
Get that fumble deck out again.
Sorry, John. Oh, this is bad. Pulled muscle. Until healed, you are enfeebled too.
Until healed?
Oh.
Yeah, so you could heal yourself.
Yeah, I'm good. We're good. I was going to heal myself first thing next turn anyway.
Here's something interesting. He has a reaction for this specific thing.
Are you serious?
What?
He has something called Horn Snare. The trigger is a creature misses the Slaver Demon with a melee weapon strike. The effect is the Slaver Demon attempts to disarm the weapon used in the triggering strike. And so he needs to make a disarm check.
Holy God, shit.
That's your reflex DC.
Reflex DC?
Yeah, and your armor doesn't help here.
Just make a roll.
Alright, so he needs to make an athletics check. Oh, that's nice. I really like that.
He gets to make an athletics check? That's great for him.
Yeah. He needs to make that. Wow, it's crazy. It's only one higher than his intimidation. This is wild.
That's crazy.
That is going to be a 42.
Yep.
Athletics.
Oh my god.
So critical success, you knock the item out of the target's grasp, it falls to the ground in the target space.
Okay.
Alright.
You just have to pick
fun,
it up.
Yeah.
So he moved, horn attack, regular attack, and then he's going to grab your sword.
Okay.
Oh, what bastard.
Dick.
yes, he is.
And one more thing is going to happen on his turn, Jake.
What's that?
He's going to become sickened 1.
Why is that?
Because a creature with weakness to cold iron, such as most demons in Fae, that critically fails an unarmed attack against a creature in cold iron armor becomes sickened 1.
Ooh. Oh, that's right.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
Wow, that came into play. Good job, Tim.
So, right? So as
that came into
play. Everybody's waited their whole lives for this.
I always give my characters, when I make a character and it's not at level 1, I give them some type of, you know, special material.
Yep.
Chol's coat of iron on a whim, and by golly, as his horn attack critically missed,
It kind of went into the cold iron at an angle, and it just rubbed his skin the wrong way, and now he's feeling a little rumbly in his tumbly.
Rumbly in his tumbly. all right, so what effect does he have now?
Sickened one.
Sickened one. Okay. Sickened one.
So maybe his blue turns a little green.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, some of his stuff goes down, so you got a little bit better chance to hit. Very cool. Question with sickened: does that go away normally, or do I have to take
spend an action to retch?
Okay, all right. Well, he's hasted, so maybe he won't really care about that. But all right. Top of round. I need to go through all the corpses in the initiative tracker. Hold on.
Just start kicking them off the ship.
Clean them out.
Kick them off the ship.
Grimshaw, it is your turn at the top of round 8.
Yeah. So after seeing that this creature made the fatal error of attacking me, but sadly Benson's weapon fell at his feet, he's kind of doing some calculations, and he sees an opportunity, and he kind of gives a...
I have a second sword.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to pick up your weapon, Benson.
That's why it sucked. The disarm sucked, but I'm fine.
Okay. So, Grimshaw is going to go, I see you've gotten a taste of my iron. Soon you'll get a taste of my morning star. And he is going to move into flanking position. Still flanking because Benson does have a fist that he can
Did you step?
Did I step? I moved all the way around. 50 feet of movement. I got there the safest way possible.
Okay, all right, I got you.
Just the whole ship.
Just go. I get a laugh on the ship.
Just run and laugh.
But if you tried to disengage, wouldn't that also enact an attack of opportunity?
Oh. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just take this.
Sorry, I had to be a coward.
No, he already used his reaction to do the whole disarm horn thing.
Oh.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
so.
He doesn't get bonus reactions. So yeah.
No bonus reactions makes for a happy Grimshaw.
Love the good rules.
And I'm not using this. I'll give this dice one more chance, but it's a miss. It's a miss. It's a miss.
All right.
I'm gonna strike again. Just keep missing, Grimshaw. Like this is what you do.
Come on, man. He's flanked.
He's flanked. Sickened. He's sickened. Oh my gosh. It's another miss.
Yep. Another miss.
Yep.
So unfortunate.
Alrighty.
First one was like a 22, the other one was like a 23, like...
I hate to see it.
Wait, hold on, I have a question. Yeah. When does he regain his reactions? At the start of his turn, okay, alright. Alright. Benson, it is your turn.
Benson is going to, first things first, lay on hands himself, because he needs to.
Because you're weak.
I killed like most of your crew to get to you. I think I'm not feeling bad about myself. Don't worry.
They were weak too.
You were not strong.
You're like
they were just weak.
Stereotypically as evil as possible. It's kind of hard to take you seriously. Not gonna lie.
I'm going to eat your soul.
I'm going to stab you too. Ha 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 ha. So he lays on hands himself, and then he pulls the sword from his back out, so that's three actions.
Oh, wait. Wow.
Is it three actions?
Laying hands is two.
Is it two? Shit.
Let me double check.
Lay on hands is one.
Yeah, it's one.
Okay, yeah, then I'll get swinging. One. Everybody get off my dick.
Everyone just loves being there, Joe. Yep.
You bitch me out when I do the rules against us. Then I help you. Right.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
I'm going to use the rules for us. He's like, get off my dick. God.
All right, 32.
Whoa.
32, that is a hit. Nice.
13 points of slicing damage.
All right.
How's he 13 looking?
13 points of... cheeky.
That was our first attack on him, right?
Yep.
It is not. It is not.
I've hit him.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And
that's right. That's right. That's right.
As he was chasing me. As he was trying to chase me around the ship. And I was like, oh, God.
Okay. Next is Elkwood.
Okay. So Elkwood, seeing that the only person left is good old Butcher, is going to switch up. Quick draw out his Eclipse, because it did more damage than his bow ever did. And he's going to take two actions and hurl this thing. Like, he kind of does that action, like, when you, like, shock put. Like, he kind of spins in place for a moment and just unleashes this thing. And let's see. Plus 18. Plus 18 to hit. Or 20 to hit, actually. Yeah, that should be... Yeah, plus 18. Yeah, it's plus 2 of that, so yeah, that's 30. 31 to hit.
That is a hit.
Very nice.
Cool. Damage. 18 points of damage. That was solid rolling. 8, a 3, and a... Wait. 3, 2, 8, and plus 5 for proficiencies.
So wait, what was the total?
18 total.
18, so he takes more than that, as previously discussed.
So like, when it hits him, it's just, like, sizzle, I guess.
Yeah, like, it, like, sears his skin, and he's like, oh, and the cold died all around me.
Hurry, Grimshaw, hug him.
Give him a kiss.
Give him a kiss. And
you're,
he is...
You're right. I remembered my cold iron lipstick today.
That sounds very poisonous.
It gives you tetanus.
This makeup's okay, there's lead in it.
And second action, he's just going to attack again at Matt. Oh my god, dude. 30 to hit.
That is a miss.
Wait, even though he's sickened?
Even though he's sickened.
Wow.
Fuck.
This is a tough cookie.
That's a... Whew.
Well, and it returns back to his hand. And he's just... Vimir is gonna stay out of this because he is not doing well at all right now.
Oh, no.
Actually, no. Vimir is like, Vimir got chunked by that boar like really badly.
Yeah, yeah.
He took like 40 something damage, I think.
Well, if you ever feel like giving Bull Butcher a chicken wing, just send him right over.
No.
Yum yum yum
yum yum yum.
Kezra, it's your turn.
Kezra still like shaking his head. Still feeling the presence of this demon in his mind even now, but for now he has his faculties. He walks up onto the boat, kind of above Benson, but back into the fray.
Yep.
You are in my mind. Strip you of my power. Let's see how you like it. And he is going to cast Dispel Magic to remove his haste.
Nice.
Okay.
So this is going to be a fourth level Dispel Magic. So I don't know what level haste he cast, but I assume it's third level.
Sure is.
So I only have to fail this to beat. So it's against his spell DC.
Okay.
So my total roll against the spell DC is... 26.
26. That is a regular fail, then.
So I dispel his haste. If it's their level.
Nice. Okay.
Hell yeah.
Huge.
So yeah, Kezra just like reaches out his hand, and, like, just tendrils of arcane energy come out and just wraps around him and just breaks the binding of magic surrounding him.
Oh, clutch as fuck.
That's awesome.
Okay, then. Oh, very nice. Alrighty. Then, is that the end of your turn, sir?
Yeah, I moved.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. It comes to Bull Butcher's turn. He is going to spend an action, to Wretch, now that he's no longer hasted. So, what does he need to do again, against Sickened?
It's a fortitude,
It's against the effect. So, what is...
I got a 42 total, so let you tell
fine.
Me it's...
Probably fine.
I'd imagine.
It's the most beautiful wretch anybody has ever seen.
It's the manliest wretch I've ever seen. License plate in there?
In which case, he is going to run over and get behind you, Kezzer.
Oh, shit.
And then he's going to strike out with his... he'll strike out with his horns.
Neat.
I can get you with a damage reduction of a Wretched Bitch Strike.
Don't worry about it. Natural one.
Yay!
Oh my god.
His corns are cursed today, man.
Yeah, yeah, no. He should not be using those.
Spinning, swinging. So you swing your head around so much that you are sickened to two.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
Is there a save for that? Is there a save against that?
Oh, that's good.
That's probably good. Just have to make up like a generic save.
Okay. So, just a... What, just regular fortitude against your... Class DC?
Yeah, class DC would be good.
Yeah, he's lost his sea legs there, I guess.
35 total.
I mean, that was his last act. So he can't retch until next turn.
Oh, he can't retch, yeah.
Yeah, he retched, he moved, he struck out.
Alright, so he is sickened here right now, but he will recover.
You have to retch to remove one sickened condition. So you gotta retch twice. So.
Oh my god.
Alright, natural ones are saving you guys.
Wow. Yeah, that was just about the best thing that could happen to us.
I mean, I should just lie from now on. I'm just going to lie.
We're just depending on Jake. Jake's rolling again.
It's my rolling again. I hate this. Grimshaw, it's your turn.
Grimshaw is going to take the long way around and get behind the demon guy.
I hate how much movement you have.
It's so great.
He has more movement
so
than
great.
Everyone.
Yeah. Than like everyone combined. I'm literally like there is scorch marks on the ground where I am running because of my cape.
All right, give us some quicksilver.
I appear behind. Can you imagine running 50 feet in like 2 seconds? Like it's so fast. Like Olympics. I appear behind him, and
yeah, imagine being able to play champion without having any of the downsides to it.
And I whisper into his ear,
"You thought you could get away, but you will not. And if you escape me, the one with the cloak will get you."
And I smash away.
And it's just like he's like holding his mouth. It's like vomit in his cheeks, and he's like, "Wait!"
And I'm glad I switched to my aquamarine dice, because I finally got a good roll.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
That is a 36 to hit.
Ooh.
That is a hit, my friend.
Solid. Oh, with all the minuses, it's not a crit.
No. Yeah.
Blanking,
no fucking way.
Sickened 2.
No way.
His AC is high.
He's probably got like a natural like 35 AC or something.
Probably. Oh, that's some pretty good damage. That is 17 points of damage.
Ooh. All right. 17.
Sauce.
I got one more action. What do I want to do with it?
Might as well swing for the fences.
What do you do?
What's the dog doing? That's true. What would Benson do? Benson would swing for the fences for that sweet nat 20. So that is what I'm going to do.
Respect.
All right, Malani. Let's give me that nat 20. Or I get a nat 4 and miss. That's my turn.
Alrighty. Benson, it is your turn. You are about 20 feet away from where he ran to.
Yep.
Doesn't he have that reaction where if somebody misses, they can horn them?
That's crit.
He does.
If he's a crit miss.
Oh.
Nope, it's not a crit miss.
Yeah, it's a regular,
just says creature misses.
Oh.
Yes. So, in which case, he will do that, but he does need to make a disarm attempt against you.
Oh, no.
So, it's going to be a athletics...
And his athletics is stupid.
It's pretty whack. Good. It's going to be a 32 total.
That is just a regular success. So I just have the penalty. Minus 2.
There we go.
Ooh, it's not great, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. If I roll a success, it gets a critical success instead.
Ah, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
All right,
it's like just the made broken reaction I've ever heard of. On a regular miss, I critically succeed to disarm.
Okay, that's cool. Actually bullshit.
That's crazy. Yeah,
if it rolls a success, it gets a critical success instead. It's amazing.
That is so amazing.
Ah. Really... Oh, man. All right. Anyway, Benson, your turn. You ran up.
Yep, I ran up. I'm going to swing.
You see a sweet-looking mace down there on the ground.
It's not a mace. It's a morning star. You see a sweet-looking morning star. Despite what some people have called it.
Me.
Every episode, it's like, I swing my mace. I swing my mace.
I swing my morning mace.
36.
That's it.
Wait, he is sickened. And flanking.
Yes, he's OP.
He's not flanking
as
offensive
shit.
For one.
Dude, his AC is stupid.
What? Did I do crit damage by accident?
I think.
Just divide by two.
No, you rolled a d20.
Oh, I rolled a d20. My bad.
I was like,
what the fuck?
I was like, damn, 20 damage went to damage.
That's
crazy.
See,
my bad.
See, John can make up rolls too.
Yeah, exactly.
Now those 1d20 damage
is still quite a good strike there.
Oh my god. 19 points of damage is still pretty damn good.
That's solid.
And we'll go one more. I'm using my. Ooh, that wasn't a bad roll. This could still be a hit. Tim, 13 plus 14.
It's 27.
27.
27, that is going to be as still a miss.
Yeah, awesome. Hmm.
Even with the...
yes,
even being sick and tooted.
I have to roll so high to hit this motherfucker.
I know.
Maybe use those second and third actions for something else.
Oh, yeah.
What else?
Like intimidate.
I'm not going to intimidate this thing.
Yeah, it's just against his will demon. Save.
At least
probably
you won't
has
have
a puny will save.
At least you won't have a penalty to it.
All right. Well, next turn, so, maybe.
Alright, so LP is going to take his move action, and he's actually going to climb on the railing here, trying to get like a loft here. Okay. He could do an acrobatics if needed.
Please do.
Okay.
Just to see if you crit fail or not.
A crit fail would only be if I roll a natural one at this point.
I know.
Roll. No, 36.
Okay.
I front flip onto the railing.
Aha!
Right, and that was one action to get up there, and two actions, he is going to hurl the eclipse again. Like, God, right. Feels like it's point blank range, but it's still ranged. Watch out, Kezra! Uh, 28 to hit.
That is a miss.
Okay, so it digs itself into the deck of the ship for a moment and then just reappears right back into his hand.
Yep.
Whew, alright, that was it.
That was it.
Nice, simple turn.
Kezra, it is your turn.
Kezra sidesteps to get Grimshaw out of the blast radius as he will unleash his dragon breath. So go ahead and roll me a reflex and we'll stick him deep away.
Right.
Suddenly cardboard appears.
That's a 22.
Ooh.
Failure.
Nice.
Holy.
As you take 30 lightning damage, as a bolt of lightning shoots straight through your heart.
Wow.
Damn. Okay, then. Let me just check one thing really quick.
Was he immune to lightning or something?
Some demons are resistant to it, but I was making sure. Because sometimes Foundry doesn't have everything, but I just want to make sure. No, he does not seem to be resistant to it. Yeah, I don't think he is. Okay, all right.
No
so
pun intended. I'm shocked by that.
You said 30?
30, yes.
Okay.
Good shit.
Okay, then. He is feeling pretty fucked up. Right. It comes to you, Bull Butcher's turn. Bull Butcher is going to do something in which he... So he's sticking two right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yep.
Okay. So he is going to pick up your Morningstar.
So he's not...
Is that Cold Iron too?
Let me check.
Is he going to chuck it in the water?
Probably.
It is not.
It is not. All right, so he picks it up with ease. And he is then going to try and retch twice. So, fortitude save against your class DC, Kel.
Okay, so this is an unleveled thing. So, the way I see it is this critical fail could happen at a level 1 creature or a level 20 okay. creature. And the save shouldn't be any different. So I think you should use okay. the simple DC chart, which is just a 10 for untrained, 15 for trained, 20, 25, etc. So
yes.
you can yeah. I would determine this is either a untrained or trained save, so 10 or 15. Not right, that it matters right, for right. a stupid fortitude save, but it could matter for a critical success. I don't think using the class DC for that kind of crit is fair.
Yeah. Hold on. So let me. I mean, what was? I didn't have the GM screen up. I'm sorry. I'm a bad GM.
I mean, it's 10 or 15. You just have to decide whether you think this is an untrained save or this trained save, really. So 10 or 15.
Well, even untrained people can try to vomit.
You gotta be trained to vomit, all right?
All right. So he with his fortitude save. Okay.
He's gonna auto crit.
Yeah.
Unless he rolls a natural one.
Yeah, that is definitely a crit. With a 33. Okay, so what? With the critical, he gains both things back?
Yes.
Okay. So he would have one action left.
Yeah, pick up, and he retched. He super retched.
Okay, he's super rich.
He's super rich.
He's probably really hungry now.
Yeah, probably.
He's like, God, I feel better.
He hasn't eaten souls in such a long time. Alright, he is going to... Can he last one more round around you guys? I think so. He's going to try horns again. If this rolls an after one again, I swear to God.
I would complain.
No, wait, he has one more action?
Yeah.
He's gonna throw your stupid Morningstar in the water.
Oh. Saw that coming. It's okay. It's okay.
He's such a jerk.
He's a demon.
He just throws it behind him. You just hear bloop.
Man.
Oh.
So
oh
mean.
My god.
Grimshaw, your beloved Morningstar is in the water. What do you do?
Wait, it's my turn.
Cry.
Yeah, it's your turn.
This sucks.
Grimshaw just jumps into the water. He's like, I need it!
So Grimshaw, not having any weapons, you think, what could he possibly do? He reaches out his hand and he, like, grabs at where he thinks his demon heart is, and I need you to make a fortitude save.
Alright.
You'll probably crit 16, it won't matter, but you know.
34 total?
Oh, just a regular success. I didn't think I'd actually roll any dice. I didn't really prepare okay. any dice.
You just said, I'll give this a shot. It worked. Look
hey,
at that.
Hey, well, what is that? I don't want to roll this 5 times. I guess I'm rolling. Oh, wait, I'll roll it 4 times. All right. This is 5d4 plus spellcasting ability modifier cut in half. 6 points of damage. 6 points of damage.
6 points of damage. What did you hit him with?
A chill touch.
Ah, very cool.
Yeah. And I,
very cool.
I jump in the water after my Morningstar.
Alright, well, find out the swimming rules in plate mail, or whatever you're
yep.
wearing. Yep.
He sinks to the bottom. Man, he just jumped right in.
Benson, it is your turn, and you see Grimshaw dive over the side to get his Morningstar.
Okay. So Benson's going to do something a little wacky here. Completely forgot I could do this. But Benson kind of chuckles to himself, reaches out, and touches the demon. I roll okay. 34.
That'll
hit.
You take
29 points of holy or radiant damage.
Oh, shit, that's
as
right.
As I can use Lay on Hands aggressively.
Wait, does it affect him in that way?
Yeah, it deals holy damage.
No, I guess undead, right?
Was it undead?
Check and see if it's only against undead. Because there are some caveats to that kind of thing.
Against an undead target, you deal damage, and you must attempt a basic fortitude save.
Okay, never mind.
It would probably
work
if you took the oath for slaying fiends. I think it probably works.
Oh, yeah, probably. Right.
But by default, it's just
the undead. Swing.
I like the idea.
It's cool.
I love the idea. That's a really good one.
Let it play, coach.
Intimidate him first.
Okay, intimidate.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Fuck.
I have his...
Tim, 19
what?
And
18. Oh my gosh. That's 37.
37, that is a success.
That's awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Nice.
So he is intimidated.
He is intimidated. He's a little frightened. He's like, oh shit.
Where's the cloak? I've heard of your name.
So he's frightened one.
Okay, striking out. God damn.
Yep. Hit.
Finish him.
Yeah, I'm not gonna finish him. 11 damage.
Alright.
And final roll. I'll go back to digital. Nope, miss.
That is a miss. Elkwood, it's your turn.
Okay, so I guess a acrobatics check just to keep standing there.
Yes. I mean, you're clearly going to critically succeed.
You don't know I could roll that natural one you keep talking about.
that's why I keep making you do it. So the one bit of grease that's on there, you're like, whoop!
Oh no, the blood.
Oh god, the blood's all over the place.
There's so much blood. 28, so yeah, I'm fine.
Yep.
So, two action, he is going to hurl this bitch again. Because, man, he saw Eclipse doing damage.
Yeah, the Eclipse has been the thing that's been pulling this fight, honestly. I mean...
Wait, how much... Yeah, because we don't know how much damage it actually does. But, okay, plus 18, or plus 20? Ugh, 30.
That is a miss.
God damn. Every time. It's like so close. I'm just rolling just barely. It was like a 10 on
die.
You have to roll so well just to hit this guy.
Yeah, so he's just going to throw it again. 25 now.
Miss.
Yeah, so he just throws it twice and misses both.
Alright. Wait, the third action, or was that?
No, first one was two actions because I was just doing Hunter's aim in order to get that action plus two.
Okay. Then Kezra, it is your turn.
So Kezra sees this demon starting to get a little, beat up. Right?
Yeah. He's bleeding quite a lot. You can see him starting to panic a bit.
Okay. So, Kezra looks at him, and he goes, "This isn't gonna go how you think it goes." And he charges his hand with energy, and he just places it on his chest. And that's it. He casts shield to finish his turn.
Hmm?
Uh-huh. Okay. Alright. I'm assuming that doesn't provoke, because it's vocal.
No, it would provoke. It was a Verbal somatic.
Okay, alright, so that would provoke. Alright, so he's gonna use his attack of opportunity on you.
Retributive strike.
Alright, so. With all that. Okay. Let's see. All right, making sure Frighten was on. It's going to be a 29 to hit you.
That hits, but does not disrupt my action.
You get plus 2 to your AC, because I'm standing right next to you.
Oh, man, that's one away from a miss. But
shame.
One away from a miss.
He still hits me.
All right. It's going to be 22 points of piercing damage.
Take 9 off that.
That's sweet, yeah.
Only 25. It's going to miss.
All right. All right, and then you end your turn, Kesher?
Yeah, shield and spell.
I'm curious what that spell is.
I am too. He is going to lash out at you with all three attacks here.
At who?
So this is going to be... didn't tell me to stop when whatever happens. So he's going to do his horns first.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Oh, fuck.
That way.
Oh.
Well, he had all those ones, so it was bound to come around, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Piercing, right?
Yeah, they are horns, so yeah, they'd be piercing damage.
Okay, muscle severed. So you just get me somewhere good, right in the abdomen. It's normal damage.
Yep.
But until healed,
okay,
the target is clumsy 3 and enfeeble 3.
Oh.
So,
okay.
Alex.
I can get you.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
I'm already enfeebled 2, so now I'm enfeebled 3.
Yep. Kind of a bonus, you're already enfeebled. So it's going to be regular damage, just 22 points of damage.
Okay.
Then he's going to do his 2 claw attacks. Agile, so he had a little bit better chance than if he were to. He's also got like a bite attack and stuff. But,
did you get your attack off for that Retributive Strike, or did you just get the damage?
It missed.
He missed.
He missed.
Oh, you missed. Yep. Okay, I didn't hear it.
Yep. All right.
Oh boy.
35 to hit.
That's crit. Wait. Okay, wait. Do I still have plus 2 from your shield?
Yes, you still have plus 2.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Damn, my AC's 25 then.
Fuck.
And that was a 35.
Yeah, it was a 35.
Because I have my shield up too.
But still.
I will break my shield to.
Okay,
shield
so
block.
Let me get the critical damage and you can break it on it. There's going to be 58 points of damage.
Oh my god.
So, I take 15 off. So,
you're still up?
I'm still up.
Alright, so.
Jesus Christ, man.
Second claw attack then. So it's the last one. Map, minus 8. 22 total.
You good?
Hold on. Should be good. Yeah. 20, you said 22?
22.
I am good. Well,
okay, so it was
because with my shield broken, it's now my AC 23 with that's the shield.
Okay.
Yeah.
But wait, so if he was not frightened,
yeah,
that would have hit then.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
and
Kesra Vincent just saved the shit out of you.
Wow.
Kesra looks like shit, but he just like gives his like Vegeta laugh. He's like, you're going down.
You're no Bill. No, your soul will be mine by the time the sun sets. He is no longer frightened, emboldened by the fact that you are looking fucked up.
Oh, shit, because you're... did we determine that he was enslaved still, or no?
I am enslaved.
Yeah, yeah.
Kesar's soul is still technically enslaved.
Oh,
so.
No.
Grimshaw, it's your turn. What did you find out about swimming in armor?
You can swim in armor.
Really?
Yes, as long as I meet the strength requirements for the armor, which you wouldn't wear it if you, you know, it'd just be silly if you didn't meet the strength requirements. You can swim in armor. I actually watched a YouTube video of someone swimming in chainmail. yeah, you could do it. It's not a matter of can you do it, it's a matter of how long can you do it for.
I was going to say, I mean...
Yeah. And, you know, when you think about it, I'm a level 9 character, like, you know, I'm not saying that, like, I can do it.
Yeah. he can do it.
The real question, though, is how treacherous are these waters right now? Because
how deep is this water that has this 100-foot sailboat on it?
I'm just trying to. I'm just trying to get to my mace fast enough.
That's all right, all. So doing some quick math, I would say it's about. How deep would a boat go into the water?
The keel. So if we establish that the mast is 120 feet tall, the keel is about a third of that, right?
Okay.
So it'd have to be at least that deep.
Well, how fast is the morning star falling?
Yeah, there will be resistance.
It's this chunk of metal, dude.
Yeah, but like it's bulk it's not trying one. To
swim. Why did you get in there?
No, I'm trying to get to it before it hits the bottom. It's bulk one. It's not gonna immediately fall. Like things weigh less than water, right? I should be able to catch up to it if I'm swimming towards it, right? That is the idea.
It's a metal mace. What do you mean it would fall immediately?
Would it fall slower? You are correct. However, you would also be going slower. So, like, scaling-wise, it would be about the same. So, why don't you make me... an athletics check to swim?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I would say that if you... make your athletics check. If you can...
I got a 23 for my athletics.
Got a 23 for your athletics. Okay. So I would say that you swam down far enough, you can see it, you will be able to grab it next round.
Okay. Okay, so then I need to start on my next... I'll spend my next turn looking up how fast I'm drowning then.
Okay, all right. I was going to say, those are the rules I wanted you to look up.
And just remember, I have the robe. The robe increases my movement speed.
Not true.
So, let's see.
It increases all movement speed.
Yeah, exactly. So it says you move through the water 5 feet plus 5 feet per 20 feet of your land speed. So... for most PCs, that's a total of 10 feet, but I am not most PCs.
You are not most PCs. So you can move 15?
Yes.
Okay, so that adds about right as next turn you would be able to get down there.
So that means 15, 30, 45.
Right, okay. All right. I'm also taking into effect of you looking for it and also the waves crashing around you and you trying to like get through that. So
do you have a dark vision as your ancestry?
Yes, I do have dark vision, so I can see.
I feel like this all could have been avoided if you just asked Benson for his extra sword.
I mean, no, I don't have
you don't
my
understand.
Second one.
There is no other Morning Star of Milani, Kelly. You think I just take another weapon, la-di-da?
I mean, when the demon's still standing there murdering me, I kind of do it.
He makes a strong
get the Morning Star any other time.
Fight.
All I'm saying is we started this combat with you dominated. We're back in even ground.
Yeah, I totally chose that willingly. Because I thought it was the strategic best option.
You
whatever.
Just used that hero point. This could all been avoided.
And you chose to jump off a boat mid combat with a boss. Okay. Totally the same thing.
Oh, that's getting funny. So what does Benson do on his turn?
Benson, seeing his comrade has thrown himself over the edge.
Benson, I have to go. You don't understand. It's very important to my backstory.
the legacy party here is starting to understand who we're working with now.
Yep. And maybe why his whole party died around him. Do you remember? You remember that? That is part of his backstory.
Benson, children, shut up. Benson, what do you do?
Benson will raise his fist to the sky and scream.
Oh,
Iomide. Give to your weapon your strength as he casts Zeal.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
That was a 19 on the die.
Oh, boy.
437.
Oh, my God.
That's a hit, buddy. Roll some zeal damage.
Oh, that feels good. I gotta pull up a thing, because I can't just use Foundry. 11, 19, 27 points of damage. So that was a,
20.
It was a big, big old hit.
Yeah, that was a chonk.
Question: what's the damage type on the like the zeal? Does it add any like type damage
or just force add, like, damage? I would love it to be radiant damage. I don't think it is. Let me look it up right now.
Okay, right. Yeah, yeah. So look that up. Wait. Take your last action and then look that up while Uglit takes
it. We're just gonna swing for the fences, buddies. That's absolutely miss. Two of them die. Fuck's sake.
Okay.
Wait, he's still up after that hit.
He gets his reaction to horn you.
He does get his reaction horn you.
Horn your weapon, bro.
Weapon surge I think weapon surge is untyped. It's just an extra of your damage.
Just extra damage type.
Will he get horny on this turn? I don't think he will. I think he's going to
hold.
Yes.
Oh.
That is why he's holding this, because he wants his attack of opportunity. Still holding Vincent's sword in his other hand.
He's like, I want both swords, but I also want to kill him.
Which do I choose? Vicious murder or stealing weapons? Elkwood, it is your turn.
So he didn't die from that hit?
He did not die from that hit.
Yeah, but still, I thought he was like bloody and shit.
That means he probably has 50 health left.
True. So, Elkwood doing that. Let's see, roll die first, because he's still balancing. He is showing off his skills here until he falls, which is not today. That's a 37. He just does a backflip again, like, for no fucking reason.
Kickflip, backflip, dude. And throw the star midair.
Yeah, he actually has a skateboard now, so he's just kind of, he's doing, like, manuals.
He's just grinding like, around the whole ship.
Rodney Mullen just kind of appeared.
Classic Tony Hawk's Underground, where you would just like ride on random stuff around around Spain or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Rodney Mullen just appeared. I mean, they're just doing fun shit. God, fucking hell. So that's a 21 to hit with a 2-action throw. That was a 3 on the fucking die.
That is a fail.
That's a miss. I know.
Yep.
That's 2 actions there. So last action, he is going to try. He's getting pissed because he's like up here. He's hurling this fucking thing. He keeps missing over and over again. He's like, come on, just one more. So with the map, that is a 30 to hit, which fucking misses.
That misses. Yeah.
God, that's fucking stupid.
This is so hard.
It's annoying because he's so close.
He's so close. Kezra, it is your turn.
This horny demon is so close.
Alright, how is Kezra feeling, by the way?
Oh, he looks like shit. He literally took a horn, like, in his gut. And he is, like, holding his gut with his staff hand. And he slides back as far as he can go with one move.
Provoking or no?
Oh shit, yeah.
I can at least have a retributive strike here.
Yeah, but you can also crit Kessler release.
Yeah.
Why don't you just take a step back?
Yeah, I'll step then.
You take a step, there you go.
Yeah, I will take a step. And scales fill his skin again as he unleashes his last dragon breath. Roll a reflex save.
Let's see. Okay. 23.
Oh, fail, fail. Again. That's nice. Awesome. Reflex. He must not be good at reflex.
It's his worst, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yep. So this time it's 31. So one more damage.
Oh, shit.
31 points of damage total.
31 points of damage.
All right, Kelly, I would like you to describe Kizra's kill.
Fuck, yes.
Oh my goodness.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, so Kezra just limps back, holding his gut, and just, like, as his skin, like, turns to blue scales, you see, like, lightning kind of, like, spark out of the wound in his stomach. And he just unleashes this huge lightning bolt, and it just burns him alive. And as that happens, he feels his strength return to him from his soul being released from the demon.
Oh, shit.
And as he's dying, as his last breath goes out, he speaks in Draconic and says, "I almost had you." And he falls to a pile of ash.
That's right.
And as you take a moment to catch your breath, you hear voices from down below. "What's going on up there, Bull Butcher?"
God.
Oh, I'll see you guys next time.
Wow. Why is there more? Another thing, man.
We can't. Amazing fight.
We're just gonna light the battle.
What's going on, everybody? This is Timmy from the Dragon Punch Squad podcast. You may also know me as the voice of Adelar Vaynor, Cleric of Avatar. You might not know, but we are all over the internet. We have a Twitter, at Dragon Punch Pod, Facebook, Dragon Punch Squad Pod, and Instagram, Dragon Punch Squad. If you want to join our fantastic Discord, full of great people, supportive, budding GMs, players, got discourse, add us on Twitter for an invite link and we'll be sure to get you in. Also, speaking of our Twitter, we have a link tree that links to all of our links to, you know, the Facebook, the Instagram, everything. Oh yeah. And did you know we have merch? DragonPunchSquadMerch.com. We got anything you could ever want. We got hats. We got shirts. We got mugs. You want it? It's there. Also, if there's something that you want that's not there, just shout us out. We could probably get it in the shop. And finally, be sure to spread the goodness of the DPS to your friends and family. Word of mouth. Also, leave us a 5-star review on the podcasting app that you use. That helps us a ton for discovery so that other people can hear the Dragon Punch Squad podcast. All right, that's enough of that. Keep punching, punchers.